Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. If you have a five-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. And hey, subscribe to our Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charquan and get your name read on the air. You get two bonus episodes a week. I guess we should just welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend and guest, Chris Canty. Hey. Six times, we're saying? Five or six, something like that?
It's at least five, I think.
I think this is five.
Yeah, I think.
Thanks for doing it. Thanks for being here again as you take a drink.
Yeah. No problem. Excited to be back.
What was the last thing we talked about? You guys were just referencing something I had no memory of. Some guy's name.
David Lewis Anderson. He is this weird eccentric guy that might be trying to tell the world that time control is real, time travel run by governments.
Yeah.
But he has a weird fucking history, weird. Everything's weird.
Yeah, it's all just like a lot of weird, confusing stuff that doesn't make any sense. But
so if it was real, maybe that's why it's confusing. If it's not real, could it be what are those games called? The internet
ARG, Ultra ARG reality game.
Yeah. Could that? It's to me, I'm leaning towards that now because it's so weird. But it also has no presence, and I'm like, oh, that's because they're not playing or they moved on. It's very mysterious.
Right. It just kind of disappeared. I was sort of quietly hoping it would reappear this year. This would be the fun year to.
I know, right? Me too. I think I asked you to do that recently without anything coming up. I'm like, something's probably happening.
Nothing.
Is it like one of those, like, what's that app that you get where it just sends you to a random location and you're supposed to find stuff? What's that thing that people play?
I didn't do that yet, but I wanted to, but it's weird, right?
What is that called?
What's it for, like geotagging shit?
That's it, right?
Geotag. It's like that. It's like geo something, I think. Yeah, I saw some stuff about that, and it kind of creeped me out, but it seems kind of fun also. I got a friend.
I just don't get it. I don't get the point. You get there, and then there's like a bag or something, and
Nobody put it there. It's like you put your intention out there for what you want, and then you do the app, and then
app. Yeah,
a lot of people have coincided what they find with their intention. Like it's pretty crazy. I haven't seen it, but it's pretty crazy.
It's not crazy. It's like if you're looking for meaning, you'll find it.
Well, but isn't that weird though to say to specifically ask the universe for something and then get an answer? It's, you know, it's like talking to God. It's on par with that. I'm not saying it's.
Well, it's the same as like psychics cold reading people, right? It's like you. It's like the reverse of that, where you're just like fooling yourself into believing. You know?
Yeah, but could you fool yourself into being Tom Cruise for reals? You know, like could
somebody used the app and became Tom Cruise? That's crazy.
Well, if you apply that to your life, like there's some people that I imagine their whole career is because they believed in themselves so much, and maybe they weren't good at all, but.
Oh, Jeremy Renner you're talking about.
Yeah, fucking Jeremy Renner. Yeah, dude. Every time I see him, I'm like, wait, you guys know he's super boring, right? Like,
yeah, he's like a plain sheet of paper, and they just keep going like, no, he's Arrow Man.
Every time I see him as, is it Hawk? Is that his name, Hawk?
Hawkeye, I believe.
Hawkeye? Yeah, Hawkeye. Every time I see him, I'm like, wow, he's got really good aim.
But that's the perfect superhero for him to play. If he's going to play a superhero, it's the fucking guy who shoots arrows good.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
To me, like my perception of the guy shooting arrows, he probably should be the cockiest guy, the loudest guy, and like all he does is shoot arrows, you know? I'm like...
Well, then he would be like a comedic foil. They don't want to punch down on Hawkeye.
They love Jeremy Renner, but I like that theory that he thinks he's Tom Cruise. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Have you guys seen his music videos?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Willie, treat yourself. Take one night and go through the go down the rabbit hole of Jeremy Renner music videos.
He does the Crash Test Dummy song. He does a cover of that.
Oh my God! They're just so so unaware. They're just so self unaware that it's ridiculous.
I know I've said this on the show. I just think it's hilarious that I was invited to a foursome with him that he also backed out on too.
Well, it's funny because I was just watching a movie from 2006 that he popped up in, and I was wondering if it was that movie.
It was with he was a Nazi racist, and he was in an insane asylum.
It wasn't that movie.
And man, I can't think of the girl's name. There was a black woman in the insane asylum who thought that she was the reincarnation of Hitler. So they started dating.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
I don't think anybody knows anything about this. This is like an indie movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, please figure out the name of this
movie. But it's weird because they had... Their B cast was amazing. Cary Elwes was in it. Ethan Suplee.
Which one's he? He's the guy that couldn't see the sailboat, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was in My Name is Earl.
Yeah. I'm like, how'd you get all these people? There were a lot more. I can't think of the names, but...
Let's see. I'm going through Jeremy Renner's. Is it... Paper Dragons?
No.
Is it Fish in a Barrel?
No.
Monkey Love?
No.
Well, it couldn't be Dahmer.
No, it was before that. No, it was after that.
Neo Ned?
Neo Ned, that was it.
Whoa.
Oh, Neo Ned.
Neo-Nazi? Neo Ned.
Oh, wow. I gotta watch this.
Yeah, this is weird.
Let's see what the director Van Fisher is up to.
He's one of
nothing.
The, yeah,
he is out of Hollywood.
He was the guy. I don't mind telling the story because it happened, and it's fucking so lame, dude. Like the girl that hired me in a lot of movies and like was teaching me the ropes and stuff, you know. Like the director was this. I mean, he looked like Eddie Vedder, and like. Probably thought he was cooler than Eddie Vedder.
Wait, Eddie Vedder's attractive, right? Are you saying he's attractive?
He's got the classic California surfer. How am I a director vibe?
Okay.
And so we were, you know, this movie was out on location, and we were drinking every fucking night as a crew. It was cool, and. The girl that was hiring me, they were like making out and stuff on the dance floor and whatnot. And he like rubs his fingers in her vagina and then puts it in my face and goes, "You want to ride the pony tonight?"
This really happened to you? Yeah. What the fuck?
So that's so wow. Like at the end of the night when we were all back at our hotel, he was like trying to get me and Jeremy into the room to all like team up on this girl.
Sounds terrible.
And I was like, I didn't want to do that. And I'm like, I got to go to bed, man. I got to go to bed. And like Jeremy went into the room, and like, as I got to my room and closed the door, I heard him leaving the room. So he didn't do it either.
What the hell, man?
I mean, that's some Me Too shit. Like,
yeah.
If this guy would have made it as a director, he would definitely be canceled at this point.
Ah, crazy. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's a pretty good story about Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, that's when you said that like a few minutes ago. I was like, is he going to explain himself?
Chris, catch the audience up. What do you do?
I don't know. What do I do? You guys should just make something up. It's probably a good story.
I know, man.
Aren't you like a savant when it comes to like computers and networks and stuff?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I do a lot of computer stuff.
kind of across the spectrum, have most of my life, and did it for the entertainment industry for a really long time.
And you're so close to, you're always so close to being ahead of the game in so many things.
With like projects and stuff.
And then like, I hate to say it, but it just kind of doesn't work out, right?
Right. Yeah. That's the story, man. It's kind of,
dude, the technology you were trying to work on for audio stuff would have fucking taken over during the pandemic.
It would have been so perfect.
Dude, our TV show right now, I work on The Talk. We are Skyping people in because they must have made a deal with Skype because the audio is so bad. The internet connection is so bad. It's constantly cutting out on live TV. And I'm like, dude, how are you still with Skype? Like, your technology would have worked.
Oh, well, it's conglomerates, man. I mean, guarantee you that Microsoft owns the network or something like that.
Yeah, dude, it's so depressing.
I mean, even getting on here tonight, I was like, man, that tech would have been perfect for this. I wish we would have come on with it. But yeah.
Yeah, it was like a remote live audio recording thing, right?
Yeah, specifically for podcasting. Yeah.
And then what? It just fell through? Like what happened?
Well, at the time, we were kind of just like, it was like a back burner project, you know, in our company. It wasn't our main thing. You know, we had to keep the company going otherwise. And so we only had a certain amount of time and funds to work on it. And we kind of burned through all that. And it eventually became a situation where another company released their product that did almost the same thing, like pretty close to the end of our run. And it was like, well, do we keep going with this or do we just kind of wait and see what happens with them? And then theirs fizzled out and it was like, oh, okay, well, I guess the demand isn't even there. So I never returned to it or anything like that. And now fast forward like 5 years later, like there's been a couple of things like that. Some of them have sold for millions of dollars to, I think Spotify bought one or built one.
Yeah, and it's weird because now every celebrity has a podcast, no matter how boring they are.
Yeah, for sure. Back then there weren't as many. There were, you know, podcasts were definitely starting to
Willie, take off. Those in glass houses, man.
I know. I just laugh because like I shut up, man. Fuck.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Okay.
You're right.
Well, let's get into the what the people are here for, the conspiracy theory bullshit. we're gonna redo the WoWsco. You've done it a bunch of times, so we'll do it kind of quick.
Let's do it.
For those listening, if you don't know, WoW scale stands for Waiter Willie. If you're more toward a zero on the spectrum, you're a Wade. If you're more toward the five, you're a Willie.
WoW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I've been thinking about this because I always have such a hard time answering this question. I don't want to complicate it, so I'll get through this fast. Yes, I believe in them. Do I think they visited Earth? Probably. Do I think it's happened in the last 300 years? Not really. No, I don't think that. But I want to be clear. I love this stuff, and I'm like obsessed with all this stuff as like a form of entertainment. Like, people like to consume comic books and Marvel movies. I do too, but like this stuff is that entertaining to me. So I like to believe that I believe it, even though I don't like have any strong evidence of aliens being here. Awesome. So much of this stuff is just, especially the cryptid and like alien stuff. And I don't really like all the other deep end conspiracy stuff, but the creature stuff is a lot of fun for me. And I like to get into it. Like I'm a true believer. So, no, I don't think they've been here, but I like to go down. I like to suspend my disbelief for these journeys.
Okay. It's like a hobby train enthusiast. Like, they don't believe that those trains are real, but it's still fun to, like, run them around the little track.
Yeah, man, I'm a hobby train enthusiast for aliens, for sure.
Okay. Second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
No, I have like one ghost story where my roommate and I both think we've seen the same thing, but I've never had any other experience remotely close to that. So
is this current? Have you told that story before?
Yeah, that was a college house, right?
On here. Was that?
That was your college house?
Yeah, I was at my college house. It was like,
okay.
I had a bunch of weird encounters. I actually wrote this up recently. I should have pulled that out, but I had all these weird experiences where things were like pushing me out of doors and like smacking me on the ass when like no one was home.
I know,
but dude. I thought someone was home all these times.
Weird.
It was super weird. And we always had these jokes about our college house being haunted. stuff was always falling off of tables, but we also had a cat. And then one day the power went out and we lit some candles. And as soon as we lit the candles, there was just like a dude sitting in my office chair, like my desk chair. And my roommate and I both could describe him to each other. But like, I don't know. I just, nothing like that's ever happened. I assumed if it was real, stuff like that would have kept happening. And that was like 15 years ago. So we were probably just drunk. I don't know. I really don't know what that is. So no, I don't really believe in ghosts. At least I don't believe there's like dead people coming back to visit us. There might be some interdimensional shit going on.
Okay. Bigfoot.
I think it's possible. Yeah. I think I've talked about this on here. I think there's just too much forest land for us to rule that out. I think a lot of them are just bear sightings, but I think there's probably some weird stuff. And I love all the stories about the interdimensional stuff. That's so much fun to me. Again, more of like entertainment though.
Psychics?
No, not at all.
Are you superstitious?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. No superstitions. Probably when I was younger, when my mom used to tell me stuff, but not really.
Okay. So you're like a 2.
Sweet. I'll take it.
Thumb yeah, 2 is a good place to be. Yeah. It gives you a little credibility with everybody.
yeah, that's kind of where I like to be.
All right, Willie, what are we talking about?
Before I say what we're talking about, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Todd at work. He listens religiously to our show. Dude, thank you so much. And he's always asking me, how come you never say my name? Todd, I got a lot of friends, man, and I don't shout any of them out, but thank you for listening, dude. He's very superstitious. Thanks, Todd. He's very superstitious.
And I apologize.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Billy Meyer. Fucking Edward Albert Meyer has been reporting UFOs and has had experiences and video and photos and talked about predicting the future since 1975. If you don't know who Billy Meyer is, you're on the Wade side of the scale, and it's time to introduce you to the longest running UFO wacko out there. I don't mean to say wacko. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Yeah.
No, wacko's my thing. I'm wacko.
Yeah, man.
He's wacko. Okay, Billy Meyer. Canty, do you know anything about this dude?
I do, yeah. I've seen a couple of different documentaries about him over the years.
So wait, he has documentaries about him? So yeah. He's like a subject. He's not like one of these people who's like trying to... Well, I don't understand. What is he?
So here's the thing.
He predicts the future?
I mean, Well, let me set the stage with this. The first time I ever listened to Coast to Coast, I was driving from California to Colorado. I was in this fucking Midwest boring state and there was no good music on, and I turned it to AM radio. I start listening to Art Bell talking about Billy Meyer because he has a message. He's been talking to aliens and he has a message from aliens, the Bajorans from the Pleiades, that we are going to just, they can't help us unless we get rid of all of our nukes, and that the world is going to end if we don't get rid of all of our nukes. And I was like, what the fuck is this show? The first time I listened to Coast was fucking Billy Meyer.
So hang on. Is Coast to Coast the comedy one?
What's no, the no, comedy it one? Is, it is the, I don't know what the comedy one is. Coast to Coast is an AM radio show that's existed for decades.
The comedy one is the guy who did a voice on Rick and Morty. He's like the principal.
Who's that?
I don't know. He's some radio guy that you guys all love.
It could be him. I mean, Coast to Coast has kind of evolved over the years. It started out as being like a thing people, I think, believed more because it didn't have anything to discredit it. Like it wasn't. Didn't have as many people talking about it. And then over time, it's become kind of less serious.
He was very good at yes-anding anybody who had anything crazy to say.
Phil Hendry.
Who?
Phil Hendry. That's who I'm talking about. That's like the, doesn't he have like a comedy radio show?
I don't know who he is. Let's look that up.
Willie, you know. You don't know who Phil Hendry is? Hang on. What? Have I been, Berenstain Bears?
Oh, when I look at his face.
I was about to say that way. You're from the other dimension.
Yeah.
I've listened to some of his shows, but only because they were on, I was looking for stuff. He does a lot of voices.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
He's like a comedy radio.
He creates a whole crazy storyline and he plays all the characters. It's really entertaining.
Mm-hmm. But Art Bell is just, Coast to Coast is just real people calling in and telling ghost stories and alien stories and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of interviews.
Okay, so this guy,
guest. Yeah.
So this Meyer guy, did he call in or?
No, he's from Switzerland and I don't think he speaks good English. So he always has representatives talking for him.
Yeah.
It's usually somebody representing him telling his story. And here's the thing, he's so big that he basically has a religion.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part. And that was going to be one of the things I was going to ask about. So, yeah, please do tell.
So, hang on. I'm already a suspect. Has anyone ever seen this dude or is he a myth?
He's been interviewed left and right. He's,
oh, okay.
He's
all right.
Like he always has somebody speaking for him, you know, but like he's been in the public eye since the 70s.
Yeah.
Where he is like, here's my video, here's my photos, here's what the aliens are saying. They take me up on their ship. At some point when we thought Jupiter didn't have too many moons, he's like, no, I've been there. Jupiter's got like 30 moons before we knew that there was that many. And there's a lot more than that. So whatever. He wasn't right about it, but he was ahead of us.
Yeah. He's like, he's got this whole story about being contacted psychically by these people, and they're humans, by the way, or they're like related to humans. They, when you think of these aliens,
they look like humans.
Yeah.
And we have a common ancestor.
Yeah. And they come from like some other planet. That's not their planet. That's where we all come from, according to these people. So they've been contacting
the Pangea of planets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what it's called? It's like Valerian. It's not that, but it's like something starts to be.
He calls them the Plejaren, Plejaren.
But the common ancestor, what was that called? It's like,
I'll find it. I can't think of it now.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Is it Prometheus?
Well, it's like that. It's like there's like a, yeah, there's I like mean, a.
On Wikipedia, his occupation is cult leader and author.
Oh, no. Okay, so I didn't know this has become a cult. That kind of changes a lot of this for me, but yeah.
And also, he claims to be the seventh reincarnation after six prophets common to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So, like, he is saying he's a god, and he is a cult. And he's making money, and he has photos and videos and messages.
All right. Yeah. Well,
so this dude sucks.
Do you know when he started that religion part? Like, was that after, like, in the 90s, post most of his big
interviews? I think it happened in the 80s when he was. I think that he was trying to get, I mean, oh, so here's my biggest thing. When I think about him, I'm like, does he drink his own Kool-Aid? Does he drink his own Kool-Aid? Does he believe this stuff? Because he's been interviewed so many times and he has the same stories, the same, you know, you're not going to catch him slipping because he has the story, right, whether it's real or fake. But
it's very elaborate,
and he doesn't have an arm. He's missing an arm.
Yeah,
and according to him, that they told him he was going to lose his arm, so it wasn't that bad when it happened. That's what he says.
I feel like that would make it worse.
Oh yeah, I know.
You're just waiting to lose the arm every day.
Yeah.
Well, so his encounters began in 1942 at the age of five.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, he had that was psychic. Yeah. Psychically, yeah. They contacted him at 5. He didn't interact with them physically until 1975.
Right. Because they had to like prepare him, they said. This was all like him.
So he's gone tested. Through an ancestry of contactees where, yeah. Like in 75, he met Sam Jays, the granddaughter of Sfaf. And shortly thereafter, another Plajoran man called Ptah. So he founded a nonprofit tax-paying organization called the Free, the Free Community of Interests for the Border and Spiritual Sciences and Ufological Studies. And in the late 1970s, established his Sam Jays Silver Star Center. The organization's headquarters is in Switzerland. So in the 70s, he was, whether it's not, you know, it's a non, the first one was a nonprofit, but he was making money in the 70s. Hmm. You know, if you say it's a nonprofit, it just means that you just put the money back into it and you say that you're, I'm just trying to, you know, like, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, theoretically, anybody could get a nonprofit.
Yeah, I mean, churches are nonprofit and they're putting all the money back into the church.
Right.
So, he has been at the top of a lot of people that the tip of the conversations of people that believe in UFOs and aliens for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. And now that all of this other stuff is coming out that has, I want to say, a lot more credibility to it, you know? Like, he's not on the table.
It is interesting, yeah.
Because I'll tell you why, because he's a huge fucking fraud. Like, I'm watching his... I don't know, is this supposed to be real? It's like, yes, obviously, yes. A UFO on a fishing line that they're just like right. Swinging back and forth.
Yeah. But that was his thing. And I think that's kind of the thing that stands out in my mind when I think back about all the stories I've heard. His thing kind of predates the internet as being like the most amount of photographic evidence of UFOs, right? He had like the volume wise, the most amount for like decades and decades. And but so they're all that. They're all those like metal plate looking things.
When I heard this coast to coast thing, man, I fucking drank up that Kool-Aid. And I was like, holy shit, man, this guy's got a message from the stars.
Yeah.
And nukes are bad. And then I looked up this is kind of before the internet a little bit when I found out about him. And then when I looked up his photos and videos, I was like, wait a minute. I was really drinking the Kool-Aid over here a little bit ago. And now, dude, this all looks like silver spray painted bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. It all looks the same.
So that's the thing. Like, so you don't even believe this guy.
Well, I think it's interesting because I did believe it until I started looking up stuff. And even though I didn't believe the photos and videos for a long time, I was still like, well, he's still saying some things that I'm like, that still kind of got me.
Well, I don't know that nukes are bad as a groundbreaking.
Oh, well, no. I mean, like, he definitely is like, you know, he's been speaking for 70 years. He definitely has said a lot more in-depth things than that and made predictions. And so this is all crazy because even a couple of years ago, he has somebody that is like representing him. They're still making documentaries. They're still trying to say that he's credible. And so this guy, Michael Horn, it's so funny to watch the videos, because when I listened to him, he's like, oh, and you know, scientists look at this picture the UFO was behind the tree, so this couldn't have been faked. And then he just moves on. And so it's weird because the guy representing him is doing a used car salesman version of like, hey, he's credible. Here's why. Hmm. Now that these UFOs that have come over, you know, that the Pentagon are admitting to, like, look, I told you, you know, Billy Meyer told you that this was real. And so, like, they're jumping on board and trying to reinvigorate his persona.
Well, so what are we talking about? Because I already don't believe this guy.
We're done.
Bye. I know. Well, I mean...
I just mean, like, what's the hook? Like, people believe this guy, but they're all like kind of cult members.
Well, I know, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't want to do this. I jumped against him too early, but I mean, I don't believe him either. But he has so many followers, so many believers. And
it's just like a long time thing, right? We're talking about just like a time thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just amazed at how many believers he still has, you know. I'm like, what? I'm just lost in that, you know, like.
What, that people believe him?
Yeah.
Can you speak to the cult stuff anymore? Because, you know, one of the things I was going to say, I was rewatching one of the 80s documentaries that I enjoyed of his that covers him. It's called The Palladian Connection. And I was watching it and I'm like, man, this is thick. Like, he has like reams of all this data about the universe that he's supposedly learned. And all this is wonderful if this isn't a cult. That was a thought I kept having over and over again. I was like, this is beautiful stuff if they're not trying to sell us on a religion, if they're just like trying to share his information. But if it's become a cult, that's like, oh man, that doc is probably just cult propaganda.
Yeah, and it is cult propaganda, but I'm glad you brought that up because, like, honestly, he basically is trying to be a science teacher also. Because he just tries to tell you the nature of the universe. Like, he just is like, hey, they told me this. This is how this works. This is how this works.
Yeah. They go into like how old the universe is. It's just
too much information. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have like, here's how the Big Bang happens. It's actually a cosmic psychic event where one universe births a new universe mentally somehow. And then our culture is this many trillions of years old and it will be this age before we birth a new universe. Like, there's just like all this information. And I'm like, man, this is great if it isn't a cult. But it feels like Scientology. If so, you know, if people are following. So
I guess we should get into this because here's, you know, My
his photographs are actually up for auction right now.
Whoa. Oh, because they're a part of the UFO history, whether you believe it or not. They've like,
and so there's no year on this, but
and some of the trees are the same in different photos.
Oh, I love that story. You know that story? Do you remember that one? That's one of my
you go ahead and tell it.
Oh yeah, sure. Either way, it's like there's a tree in one picture that he took, and that tree doesn't exist anymore. And none of the farmers around recognize that tree. And like, no one knows that tree. And it was something like, oh man, I don't remember what the reason was.
So he said that the aliens got too close to the tree
and it leaked radiation
and the radiation killed the tree. Yeah. So instead of letting the tree die, they went to the beginning of the tree's existence and replanted it earlier in its time.
In a different place. So this picture he has of a tree, it doesn't exist. And it's like, it's because they went back in time and moved the tree.
Well, What? Why? Yeah. Why? What?
But that story was so fascinating to me as a child, like, or when I was a lot younger, hearing that, because it's like, whoa, again, well, this is like really cool before you get all
come up with that idea makes a young listener go, oh, fuck, dude. Like, I never contemplated time travel along with these aliens.
Right.
And so, yeah. And so, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is, and what the topic should be, I guess, is like, we don't need to figure out if he's drinking his own Kool-Aid, but I'm like, he's coming up with information. And I know that it's a cult, but like, there's so much information that it makes me question if he's crazy and he feels like he's getting in this information and it's all facts, that makes more sense than him trying to hoax everything for what?
Because well, can you, I don't know any of this. Yeah. Can you do like a top 10 of things that he said or something? Because as far as I know, he's just a guy who said that he was visited by aliens and,
right.
and made a little thing and tied it on a fish line.
Yeah, he's got those are all pictures. Those are all his photos that he says are of his visitations.
Hold on, let me try to look some up because, he did predict the end of the world.
He was one of those
long, early on. Well, like in the 90s.
Well, so wait,
in the 90s,
the end of the what's his prediction?
I don't remember. I mean, it had already come and gone.
But he was wrong.
When I listened to that Coast to Coast episode, it was like the next year.
Oh, wow.
And so great. Like, I was like, oh shit, what is this? Who is this guy? And then it came and went. I'm like, yeah, who the fuck is this guy?
Like the Hale Bopp, who were those guys called?
The from San Diego,
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can look up some of his prophecies real quick.
We need a new Heaven's Gate type cult. We haven't had one for such a long time. I mean, it seemed like we had a good 20 years where there was a new cult kind of popping up every decade or so.
Now every year there is an end of the world prophecy, but it's always by somebody else and it like doesn't ever pick up enough steam. Like this year is also another year where the world is going to end. Did you guys know that?
Oh, no. No, that's great.
But this it's just like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, why would I think the end of the world is next year too. Like,
yeah. I agree.
I'm done with the world. Like, this is not a prophecy anymore. This is just people going like, oh yeah, we're doomed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not from the stones anymore. It's from like listening to what's going on around us.
Yeah. It's just from analyzing the current situation and going, oh yeah, I think we got about 10 years.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm almost to this site, but there's this, here's the article of one had the title of one article out. New Pentagon report corroborates prophetic information and recently whatever, I mean, like they're taking the current stories and applying them to his old prophecies. And I'm like,
So it's like a Nostradamus kind of thing where they're just sort of retrofitting shit.
Yeah. And it's just one guy and it's not, I don't know, man. This guy's doing a bad job. When you watch him, you're like, oh yeah, you are a used car salesman trying to tell me that you already said this. Oh, Meyer's information also contains specific warnings about current concerns, such as Russia's military movements, the upsurge in radical Islamist fanaticism, and even forewarned about AIDS, the 9/11 attack, and the Ebola epidemic. Wow. So, like, he said, oh, I want to find the specific things that I'm looking for, but I'm like,
yeah, I didn't know any of this stuff. So
it's just
mainly, I thought I knew about this guy, but I think all my knowledge of him is from like the 70s and 80s. Like, I think.
Wait, so what did you know of him then?
Just these UFOs.
I'm still trying to grasp why this guy is a thing.
Well, it's the thing I'm having a hard time communicating. Before we got like this glut of just everything YouTube UFO videos, he was like the only one that had a lot of UFO videos or pictures. and a lot of crazy stories to go along with them. So it was like the guy that proved UFOs exist, whether or not you believed it. He was like, he had this like bulk of information, photos. He had like photos of the aliens, like, and they just look like 60s. They just look like women from the era that he took the photos from. Like, they don't look like another time period. So that's actually one of my criticisms of him. It's like his technology looks like it's from those eras, and like the photos of the aliens look like people from that time. So it's like very, it's like, oh, so they dress and have the same stuff that we have here.
Oh, and I remember one of the photos he had was actually some backup singers for like a Dean Martin performance. and then like he explained that like, no, well, they reincarnated as them too, or I don't know. He had some weird, another description that was like really outlandish, but like was his excuse. Like, no, they came back as them for the video. Like they were in the video.
That's funny. I didn't see that. I didn't know about that. I just pulled it as a
Wikipedia. Totally full of shit.
But he, but like, and he is full of shit, but it's weird because he is all encompassing. It's almost like if you ask him one specific thing, it's like, oh yeah, that too.
It's pretty thick. I mean, even for a long time ago, it was just very thorough. Someone had written a very, I guess, you know, Lord of the Rings style.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it happened in fiction as well.
He's been the target of 21 assassination attempts.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
and I don't believe that either
for language, but you can't be assassinated unless you're an elected official. So.
Yeah. That's like the calling yourself a martyr and has nothing to do with religion.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, I didn't read this Wikipedia page. It's funny. The one photo on the Wikipedia page is the one of that tree that I was talking about.
And the UFO is in the tree. It's not like,
it's like hanging out. There's a lot of his photos that are just like a UFO hanging out of a tree. So model train set in front of the sky. Okay. So do you remember those like 15 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, there were those sci-fi channel or science channel, shows about like UFO hunters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those guys really early on in those series tried to recreate a bunch of his photos, if I remember correctly. And they were like, we can't do it. We can't make it look exactly like this. And I'm like, you can't really.
I'm glad you said that. Cause that was another time where I was like, wait a minute, what? You can't. He also has an ex-wife that has come out and said, look, this is a trash can that we had. This is a trash can lid. Here are the stripes on the side.
So I'm rethinking my whole, I want to learn a lot more about him now because of this whole cult thing, but I definitely, I think the takeaway for me is just that like, he's got this history. Like he's like the main mythologist of this world for so long. So I don't know. I think it's kind of fun to pick it apart now in light of everything we know. And also looking back on, you know, us believing some of this stuff for a little while as kids, he fooled some children.
Like, I just wonder how much of like this community has been influenced by him because he was like the first kind of predominant one. And so like, did it all just kind of, you know, like snowball into like, oh, okay, so we believe this, so this and this and this, and now like you can't get away from his influence.
Yeah. Well, so like you saying that makes me always go like, well, what if he was getting messages, but they were not from aliens? Like this has definitely happened. And if you wanted to start a disinformation campaign about aliens, like why not take someone like him and then start giving him information?
Yeah, that's interesting. Because there were a lot of rules, if I remember correctly, like he could bring his friends, but they had have to wait outside of the forest, and only he could go inside the forest and meet with them up close.
Yeah.
So if he was actually meeting with people, there could have been people who were just like, no, we can only fool this one guy because he's crazy. We get voice friends too.
Yeah, because they just look like people from, what was the band?
ABBA? I don't know.
Right? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue talking about this obvious fraud who now has a cult, apparently. But I kind of want to know, like, when the last time he was active.
Well,
we'll be back after this with our good friend Chris Canty. Okay, stay tuned.
Willie Bad Movies presents D&A Park.
You're never going to believe what I did, Cletus. Marlon, you made dinosaurs from the DNA? Wow, unbelievably shocking. Where did you get the DNA from, Marlon?
I found some in my tar pit. I'm still making more. Plus, I got that old alligator.
Sounds pretty dangerous, Marlon.
No way. Anything can be safe with the proper fence.
A film that started long before man.
Wow, is that a real dinosaur? It's so big. Does a tree fall in the woods?
But man's greatest discovery quickly turns into their worst nightmare.
Someone betrayed me. All of the gates are open.
I'll bet this gets my park closed down. Damn it.
DNA Park.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here with our friend Chris Canty talking about Billy Meier, the controversial contactee. I'm just reading that headline right now. I didn't come up with that.
Dang.
Well, go on.
So, I've always wanted to talk about him, but I never have because I haven't believed in him in years, you know, but it always makes a question though, like why did I believe in him? First off, it was a coast to coast. It was a compelling episode. There was a message. And it makes me say though, that like, I think that I believed him because of his message, not because of anything else, you know. On the show, they're like, "Oh, the photos—they can't reproduce them. They must be real." And you know, until then, I saw them. I'm like, "This is crap."
Yeah.
But the message still made me go, "Like, well, I don't know." You know, it.
Well, what is the message? Just that there are aliens, or what do you mean?
Well, it was it's very in depth, but the overall thing is, yeah, that we've been lied to by our leaders and we're too violent. And also that they have tried to reach out to our government before and they aren't dealing. It's like they weren't giving up their power. And so it was kind of up to the people to band together to meet with the aliens you know what I mean? Like it's all on theme with
your religion. It's on theme
with a religion. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but that's all like sort of, I don't know. That's anyone would buy into that, right? Like, doesn't everybody kind of believe that? Like, nobody trusts the government, do they? Does anyone go like, oh, I really think the government has my best interest at heart?
Yeah, and I'm like, listen, most of the things that they were saying are real, you know? Yeah, fucking government doesn't want to give up anything. We are violent.
It makes sense. It's just kind of like, why pin it on the aliens? Like, why can't you just go into politics or something?
I was trying to think similarly to what you're saying, Willie, like why did this stuff intrigue me? I think it's for totally different reasons. And I'm realizing now there's like maybe a common theme on some of the stuff I like. It was a lot of the time travel stuff. Like, yeah. Cause the science they gave him was just, you know, their fictional science, I guess, was like history of the universe, how they communicated, how they travel across great distances. Those explanations are wild.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm
so, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, that, you know, here I am agreeing with you and saying, like, yeah, I'd like to set the stage a little more, even though we've passed it. We're in it.
It's okay. I mean, that's the fun stuff, in my opinion. It's like the time travel stuff about how it's very similar, actually, hilariously, to the David Lewis Anderson stuff, where it's, you know, you change. We just need to see the universe differently, sort of idea behind like time travel. Like, they talk a lot about time travel with thought,
yeah,
and like, and how time works differently than we can comprehend, and how they'll eventually explain it to him. I wonder if they ever did explain it to him.
Yeah. And it's funny, 'cause even in his story, it's like, well, this, you know, this, the person that he met in the '70s, like, had a 10-year journey to get to Earth. Mm-hmm. Even though they have time travel and all this stuff.
But somebody I elaborate. Think one of the people explains a timeline where it's like 7 hours, and they're like, oh, that takes so long, 7 hours. And it's like 2.5 hours to accelerate, and like three and like an instant to flash to the next location, and then like 2.5 hours to decelerate. I don't know, maybe that math is wrong, but it's something like that. Maybe like 3.5 hours to accelerate, 3.5 hours to decelerate, some story like that. But it's all just that detailed. You know, it's like someone writing a sci-fi series of novels. It's,
well, and so ultimately that's the thing, is that, like, so even in 2019, even there's somebody representing him running around town, doing talks, doing shows, saying that, like, look, Billy Meyer was right. You know, obviously, wow. This guy's like a producer who's like making money off of the foundation in some way, you know. But and like he's listed as he arranged the music of the documentary that you sent me.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So okay. Like, he's like behind the scenes producer that's been there for a long time.
Well, that goes to my question about before the break, where it was like, why is he not out there now? Like, why does he have representatives going around talking for
him? Well, he doesn't speak English, and I think he's probably dead.
You think he's dead? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
But is that like hidden? Like, he's not supposed to be dead, or?
Oh, no. I actually just don't.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page doesn't list a birth or death date. Interesting. But, you know, Wikipedia. Yeah, they actually do reference the time travel stuff here as well. That's cool. Yeah, I don't know where he is, and that's a great question.
He was born in 37. So if he's alive, he's old. Well, it says he's 83. That's not right. He's born in 37. He's gone.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
maybe people live to 100 these days.
Yeah.
But 37.
He'd be pretty old.
He'd be over 100 now.
No.
No, it's 2020.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm used to.
Willie exists from a future that we're not from.
Really? Have you been time traveling?
I was reading this age and I was like, wait, that's not right. Anyways, so he's also presented metal samples. And their homeworld is Era, ERRA. And it's located in a dimension which is a fraction of a second shifted from our own dimension, about 80 light years beyond the Pleiades, an open star cluster. In 95, he called the Plagiarans Pleiadians. So he adjusted to the. In 95, he was changing the story.
Well, the 88 documentary and an earlier documentary I watched, they call them Palladians in that.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. So maybe they went the other way around. Because I'd never heard Plagiaran until you said it.
So, I mean, if you're gonna create a hoax, and I mean, this is the crazy thing for how in depth and how deep everything goes. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I could do that, you know. And I'm just like, if you look at his photos and videos, like he was clearly making those. Yeah. And so he can't be conning himself if he's making the thing, the fake thing.
Yeah. I mean, but so it was a different time.
You're back to, did he believe himself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just saying like, well
why, so why are you asking that? Like, what are you trying to get to the bottom of? Are you trying to, it seems like this is a cry for help and you don't want to believe any of these things that you're believing in. And so now you're like analyzing if the people who said the things actually believed in them.
Well, this is just basically, this is me revisiting something that I believed in for a hot second, but then I brushed away for so long. And then I saw him in the news recently and I was like, what? That old fake thing is like still trying to say that it's real? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. I had no idea that this was still being talked about. So he came back in the context of like trying to pile on to the new stuff, is what
you're saying? Yeah, yeah. Like all of the Pentagon and New York Times and all that stuff, this guy's going around saying like, yep, just like Billy said.
That's fun.
Okay, So this guy is obviously like a swindler who's just trying to profit off of this famous UFO dude by going around and trying to make it relevant again.
Yeah.
Probably because he's got something to sell or something like that.
Yeah, and it's usually I bet you he's a part of the foundation and they're selling books and DVDs. There's so many books out there.
So this guy is just a failed L. Ron Hubbard. Like L. Ron Hubbard had the Hollywood connections to like actually make his religion a thing.
That's a great parallel. And this guy just
was somewhere else and didn't have any.
Because this guy was bigger. He's bigger than Scientology, I think. It's just they're just a religion, so they got the numbers. But in the UFO world, like more people know about Billy Meyer than the Scientology story, you know?
Well, in the UFO world, people don't believe in Scientology, right? So that's like a false comparison. Like only Dianetics people believe in Scientology.
Well, I don't know. It's just a weird, there's so many weird parallels of belief, and maybe, you know, it's probably just in my life, but like my dad and my grandma both read Dianetics and I remember them talking about it. Whoa. And
what? Really?
Yeah. And
like when you were younger?
Yeah. And they weren't into that. They were Christians. My grandparents went to church every weekend. My dad stopped going with us, you know. But you know, Dianetics when it came out was such a huge craze that it like got people into the religion.
What year was that? Do you remember around what time?
I don't even know. In my life, it was the 90s, but I thought the Jetsons was made in the 80s, you know?
Well, was Dianetics initially billed as like a self-help book or something like
that? Yeah, yeah. It was a self-help book that wasn't attached to a religion.
Right. So that kind of, I get that. I understand why they would have it.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I know the topic is so loose. I'm just so mind blown by all of this rehashing of all this shit coming out to where I'm like, you know, did he ever believe in himself? Is he just, can you be such a liar that like you lie to everyone about your life for your whole life? Like I would easier assume mental illness than fucking liar. Well, Dianetics came out in 1950.
19 what?
1950, but I think during the 80s self-help craze, it like had a resurgence. That's what happened.
And your
family was swept up in that.
Oh, they, man, they really wanted to help themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember a time in the 90s when people were just really into like a lot of home remedy, new agey crystal type stuff. My family was making kombucha in our laundry room back then. Whoa. They thought it was going to make them live forever. Like, we called it mushroom tea, and they would just like, we grow this giant mushroom once a week. I got taught how to make it so I could do it for my family. And then like my grandma did the same thing. I mean, that was pretty much the extent to any of that type of stuff in my family, but they even had that. And I just remember there was a lot of stuff like that going on around us, you know?
Yeah.
It was like size and crystals. 90s.
I mean, yeah. I'm watching a Billy Meyer interview from 2016. So he was at least alive 4 years ago. And he's basically just saying what everybody thinks. Like, this guy, this is like he's predicting the Civil War.
Oh, so I mean, he's just trying to Nostradamus and L. Ron Hubbard himself at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe, or maybe he's just like saying what he's seeing, you know, like, I feel like these are sort of conclusions that anybody could come to.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So this is really just some dude who, I'm having to rethink my whole understanding of this. He just maybe started with the intention of having a cult, having a religion, or even just maybe not even on day one, but within like the first couple of years, decided to go from just these fun stories he was telling to, wow, this is a thing that can get followers. I guess I'm totally. I mean,
it seems like he's kind of like you, where he's like, oh, UFOs are fun. I'm gonna like build an entire like mythology around this, and maybe he's just like a writer, you know, and he just decided like, oh, these are the Pleiadians or whatever the fuck, and like, here's what they do, and like, I don't know, and then it just kind of stuck, and people. I don't know if he was nefarious about it. Like, I don't know if he wanted to start a cult. It seems like the cult thing is like newer, right? And so like he's never like the leader of a cult, because
the cult thing started in the 70s, like holding
court or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it was just they call it a cult because he has followers, but yeah, I don't think he's holding court. I think you're right.
Okay, so the cult extent might just be that it's he has publications.
Well, yeah, he sells a shit ton of books.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so loosely cult. Yeah, that's really interesting. I think Wade pointed out something early on that is kind of fun to muse on, which is that this maybe influenced a lot of the stories you tell, Willie, and like the rest of the UFO and alien world, you know, because this was some of the earlier incarnations of that whole idea of there being a lot of different races.
And yeah, yeah.
Like the Nordics. Like, I don't think he uses that term, but this directly relates to that sort of imagery. You know, the Pleiadians were always telling him, like, we're just one of many races, and we, you know, we will intervene more once you can leave the solar system, like, you know, all those fun stories.
Yeah. They like jumped the shark of UFO stuff before people were thinking about most of this stuff. That's why it was very compelling early on, because it was like, yeah, I don't think early on a lot of people thought of multiple alien races.
Right.
We had like they were Martians for a long time. And then
the Lord of the Rings comparison is apt, because it's just like, it's basically that only in outer space, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe this guy's fine. Except for faking a bunch of photos of UFOs. Like, I don't know that he, I don't know. I mean, every author wants to sell books. I guess it's bad if you're saying that it's like fact and that aliens told you this shit. But then, like, couldn't you just say like, oh, well, that's part of the fiction of doing it? Like, Yeah. I don't know where to put this guy.
I know, right? So like I'm looking, there's a book that's for sale called The Failed Prophet, Billy Meyer. And it's like, well, you wrote a book about how it didn't work out for him. Like you're putting him higher. Well, I don't know.
Well, reading here that he thinks he's a prophet is, I don't know. I think it says a lot. If he's actually telling people that he's, what is it? The seventh coming of
him? He's a reincarnation. Oh,
right. I forgot about that.
And now I think that happened later. So
fuck this
guy. I never heard that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig a little bit more because I'm missing all this information. But this is a very small Wikipedia article, which always feels weird. It's not very in-depth.
Well, that's what I thought too. I'm like, I could talk about more than this thing. And like, what?
Yeah. I was looking for the pictures of the aliens because those are just the funniest part to me.
Dude, the two people dancing that was taken from the Dean Martin like music video, like it's.
I gotta find that one.
It's really funny. It's like you just stole a photo back before the internet.
Oh, that's funny. I think that's what this is talking about. They're the gold diggers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the pictures, I didn't know that. I've seen these pictures so many times and they used to creep me out because I'm like, that's what aliens look like. It's like they're almost like people. But they're just people from a band. Okay, let me see if I can send this link in a way that
Yeah. He was talking about in that coast to coast thing, it was all about the ozone holes, which I had never heard of.
Yeah.
Like he definitely. Okay, hold on. The AIDS, the origin of rampantly spreading disease, AIDS lies in Uganda, Africa, from where the disease had spread to Haiti before finding its way to the whole world. So from perverted homosexuals.
So whatever. He's a homophobe also?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like he just had an answer for everything, you know, situation of Earth, nuclear threat, if no stopping births and no birth control is initiated to keep the number of human beings on Earth in bearable limits, like, you know, he had a religion's worth of information.
Jeez. Okay.
And so before looking at the photos or video, like I was getting too much information, you know?
Okay. So this dude sucks. So he takes a photo from the Dean Martin show and says that it's aliens. And then when they ask him about it, he says that they time traveled. Is that what I'm grasping here?
I'm pretty sure the story was that like, oh, well, they time traveled to be. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
So this guy sucks. I hate him.
Yeah. This guy does suck.
Man. He's got a fast working mind that is just applying everything to everything to fit into
his know if it's that fast working. If someone goes like, you're a liar and you go, no, I'm not lying. It's time travel. Like that's not the most clever.
Well, I, when I say clever, I mostly mean premeditated, you know, like if you've got an answer for everything, you've probably thought about your lies.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. This guy, I hate this guy. He's like the worst, but listen, it's the laziest fake shit I've ever seen.
But it all existed before the internet. So
yeah, that's what's interesting.
That's the crazy part is when you watch his videos now, you're like, yeah, there's a pendulum there because there's a string attached. And then you listen to this guy say, hey, the camera experts couldn't find a string. And I'm like, wait, which experts? You know, it's and so if you're in for a good time, go listen to this new guy talk about how all of the skeptics have been debunked. You know, it's a funny angle.
Did James Randi ever do anything on him?
What's that?
Is that his name? James Randi, the skeptic guy?
I don't know.
The guy who was like spent his whole life debunking insane stuff, like psychics and stuff. James Randi. He had a whole TV show about it.
Yeah, he was.
He died yesterday, by the way. That's
what?
Yeah, James Randi, I think, just died yesterday.
Wow.
The guy who would like bust magicians for like blowing on the pages and saying that the book was turning itself.
And he would offer $1 million to people to prove anything.
Right.
I mean, that was his whole thing in like the 80s.
Oh, a Billy Meyer article by James Randi.
Yeah, there we go. That's perfect. I really like this guy. He's got a lot of really good shows and documentaries. James Randi.
Ooh, listen to this about the guy. A man named Michael Horn, a martial arts practitioner who designates himself as the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meyer contacts, but offers no evidence for the appointment and is not referred to by other Meyer supporters as such. That's great. That's very telling.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I'm convinced.
I feel like this guy sucks and case closed on fucking Billy Meyer. Like.
Well, yeah, no, definitely case closed. But it was crazy to grow up with him in my mind. You know?
Well, yeah. and so that's what I kind of want to ask you is like, now that you've been tricked by somebody and then seen the other side of it. Like, how skeptical do you put a lens? Like, do you put a skeptical lens on the stuff that you believe now?
I mean, I feel like I've been tricked by everybody, and I'm like, I think that I'm more of a skeptic than you, but like, it doesn't, you know, like I obviously, you know, Santa, Easter Bunny, Jesus. God, Billy Meyer.
So he was up there with God for you. Okay, that's it.
Well, based on the definition of most religions, definition of God, yeah. Because how can you be all powerful and, you know, be homophobic? I don't, whatever. Yeah. Ultimately.
Oh, by the way, God isn't homophobic anymore. Didn't you hear the Pope? The Pope said,
that was like yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was very recent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, it's why I don't trust any politician because I've been duped by everybody and they're not making, they're all making money. I mean, who?
I mean, wait, hang on. Like, politicians are, yeah. If this is the lesson that you needed to learn to not trust politicians, then you went the long way around.
I'm just laughingly going like, well, fuck, man. Like, who in the world is trying to get you to believe something? And
I mean, that's the old thing that I used to say for like the first 4 years of this podcast. I was always like, well, are they selling books? And if so, that means that like they're lying. But yeah. I've cut back on that because it got tired and boring. But this guy was just literally selling books.
And maybe his own like ego too.
Yeah.
Someone like him, like when you have lied to people for a couple decades and you start making money, like, don't you like put yourself up on a pedestal because of how good of a job you're doing?
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, like 100%, like these cult leaders, they fall into their own trap where they think that they're actually important. They have to, because if they had any inkling that they were a fraud, it would fall apart. Right. And so, I mean, that's the same thing with like politicians where like they can't believe that they're lying to all of their constituents because that would make them like bad people.
Yeah. So you have to
be a millionaire.
You have to drink your own Kool-Aid. You got to start believing your bullshit.
right?
It's like narcissism 101, right? Like, I mean, if you're one of these types of people, you do believe that you're more important than other people. And that's why you get to a point where you're treating people like underlings and you're more important. That's why like psychopaths run the country, and that's why the country is fucked, you know, world, you know, for like, not even just on a government scale, like, you know, showrunners in Hollywood, they're all like fucking narcissist assholes, and they can do no wrong. And it's not good for anything. Like, the quality of everything is going down because we have these weird fucking psychopaths who are in charge of everything.
Well, and so I know that this is like off topic, but the crazy thing is that like, for anybody who's taken advantage of their position and like really done bad stuff to people, you know, like
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Like my parallel is like, okay, let's take Michael Jackson, who has created, and Bill Cosby, let's take them both in the same sentence, where they're like, they've artistically created magic. Now, making themselves kings once they start taking advantage of people, like, you get, like, do you have to, you got to throw it all out, right?
What do you mean?
Like you, I don't know. It's weird because like I own the Cosby Show on DVD, and I
you personally have to throw out all of their media? I mean, first of all, who's the producer that like did all Michael Jackson's music?
Sony for a long time. I don't know the person you're referring to though, but
what was it like? It's one of these famous music dudes. Is it Rick Rubin or?
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Is that even a president of Columbia Records? Well, all I'm saying is like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, Michael Jackson's music is the fucking jam, but like, he wasn't solely responsible for it. So I feel like it's okay to listen to it.
Mm. Interesting.
Whereas like, oh, so here's the difference. So like Louis C.K., you can go back and watch his show, but like, it's such a personal show that like all you see is Louis C.K., right? But when you listen to Beat It, you don't necessarily see Michael Jackson. You just like hear music that you like. And so it's an easier disconnect to like listen to fucking off the wall than it is to like watch Louis C.K.'s show that's very personal.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, in the same vein, it's like, oh, you know, when you cancel Weinstein and you try not to let him make money on things, it's like, well, he still made a bunch of good movies.
But I think the bigger question is your sort of big question, which is, do these people convince themselves of their lies? Like, do they know that they're monsters, or do they talk themselves into thinking that it's okay because of who they are? Like, do you think that Bill Cosby knew when he was roofying women, Did he consciously go like, this is bad, I'm doing a bad thing? Or was he like, I'm Bill Cosby, these women would sleep with me anyway, this is just the easier way to do it?
Right. It's like, well, what am I going to waste all this time? Let's just do it. And it, you know, it's probably better for her anyways to know, whatever. I'm not going to put words. Whatever, I'll shut up.
But I'm just trying to compare the two with this guy. Your whole question was, does this guy believe what he's saying?
Yeah.
And I think maybe there is a line that's crossed at some point where these people do just like buy into their own bullshit. Like, all the shit that they've been telling other people for so long, they just start believing it themselves, right? And then it becomes like, I'm not doing anything wrong because like, I'm the best. I'm the fucking seventh generation, whatever the fuck.
Well, and I only think about that because I'm like, no matter what your situation is, like, we're all so similar that there's some parallel, you know? And like, what have I done that? Have I put myself up in such a situation that like I'm the asshole king at something? I'm like, I mean, obviously the answer's gotta
be. I don't know
be.
That I've ever had any power in my life whatsoever. I feel like I have never been in charge of anyone.
I like your term though. Have I been the asshole king? I think it's a great question for us to all consistently ask. Have I been the asshole king? Can I do better? I'd love to put a fine point on something Wade said a little while ago, though, which might tie back into some of this. Stephen Greer, will you look at him and the Disclosure Project differently, knowing what you've now discovered about Billy Meier being
that's a good question. But my thing is like when I picture Billy Meier, I picture it's easy for me to see how he's trying to make money. When I look at Stephen Greer, I go, fuck man, like I'm lost in the message again. I'm lost in the message going like, well, his message is for a better humanity. And he's trying to tell you to avoid all of the assholes that are running the world. Don't go through them. He's saying these are not the people that should talk to aliens. It should be us. And so I believe his message so much that like he's on my top five humans of all time.
Wow, that's how you feel about Stephen Greer. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's really interesting. I mean, I would love to hear more about that. I don't want to take you down that path right now. I want to point out, because I enjoy all of his documentaries. I've paid to rent all of them for a while now.
Yeah.
But like, he also sells an app now and charges thousands of dollars to come pray with him in the desert to talk to aliens, you know? So he does have like a big cult like persona now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what asshole king stuff.
And there was there was some famous lady rapper who went out there recently.
Yeah. A lot of people have
contacting me. Well, but the thing is that, and so here's the weird thing. Here's me justifying him. When his product now is we can meditatively communicate with aliens. Come join me. And I think the price is rightly high. I justify his price because, dude, you don't want fucking my neighbor Mike to go to the contact in the desert because he doesn't believe in this shit. And if it's cheap enough for him to try to debunk it, what a waste of time. You know, I don't know. Like the price to me is like, hey, this is real. You should pay enough to treat it real.
Mm. You think that the price is like a gatekeeper for keeping the bad energy out? Sort of.
Well, like you want it to be small. You don't want 1,000 people out there. Yeah. If you're trying, like, picture a storytelling audience.
This is insane. Everything you're saying is totally insane.
Well,
it's crazy. Like, oh, the price is so high because it's real. Like, no.
Well, no. Well, but if you're trying to meditate with a group of people, you can't do it with a stadium. You can't do it with a stadium.
I thought the whole point of meditation was the more the better.
Well, I believe that to be real too, the more the better. But then you need a PA system to like reach the desert dunes, you know? Like it's a small circle.
Fuck all this. This is all I don't know. You guys went off.
But if you had, let's say you were hosting a writer's retreat, Wade, and let's say 20,000 people wanted to show up, would you let them? Forget about the price. Forget about the price of anything.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? I'm going to turn down money.
Well, I just feel like you couldn't. It turns into, instead of a personal thing, it turns into now I'm just the teacher instead of like an interactive thing.
Well, I don't know what this Greer guy is doing, so I can't really speak to it, but like, I don't think you should ever have to pay to meditate. That's insane.
Well, no. Here's what he does. It's called Contact in the Desert. And it used to be like groups of 20. 20 people would go out in a circle. They would meditate and try to project their location to entities and then try to contact them. So it's like what you used to do, really. It's like they are specifically trying to make contact with aliens.
They want to see a UFO. They want to like draw down a UFO, that type of thing. That is what made me go like, oh dang, he does have a monetary influence there. He does have like a goal. I mean, that's what it feels like to me, but
I mean, I hear your point.
He's the one guy that like I'm going to defend forever because he is on the list of needing to be suicided. You know, he's let's just take a break and say let's say that aliens are real.
Okay.
In my mind, telepathic communication is more realistic than language communication. Whether it's real or not, it's more realistic to try to use your mind to contact them than to try to write or talk or anything physical. So I'm not trying to make that more valid. I'm trying to say that like, if there's multiple races of aliens out there, I think that our brain waves are emitted from us and can be interpreted better than talking.
I definitely love that idea. I mean, I like to muse on that because if we were going to be able to communicate with something we can't communicate with, it seems like not using any of the tools, language, shapes that obviously they wouldn't understand, it would make sense. It would have to be something else. So that's a cool idea. I've always loved the telepathic theories and thoughts. That stuff's fun. That's a lot of movies have done that too. Like they're sending you messages with, you know, they're telling you like all the Close Encounter stuff.
Well, I mean, here's the parallel. The parallel is this is, crop circles are made by humans, but is the message sent for what the crop circle is supposed to be, could that be from an alien entity?
If they're not human made, it's certainly crazy, and I have no idea what they are. Yeah.
You know, I'm always
I just think it's stupid. It's all stupid. Who cares?
You don't think it's
rad? Let's say that the crop circles are beamed down to humans, and then they make the crop circles, and then nothing happens. So who cares?
But if it wasn't humans involved at all, don't you think that'd be cool? Like just for like a minute, wouldn't it be pretty rad that these shapes just show up in cornfields?
Yeah,
it would be just like nature. It would be like the little like sea turtles who like make the patterns in the sand to like attract mates or whatever. Yeah. Like, why is that not fascinating?
No, it
like,
is. It is.
That's like, do you think a dog ever accidentally said hi to someone?
That would be like, cool too.
Well, like they said hi, but they were just trying to bark and it sounded like hi.
And they reacted. No, I've seen some of those videos where the dog's like, oh, I think I just said something. Yeah. I mean, well, it's probably way less complex than that in their brain, but that's what it looks like on their face.
All of this to me is just like, I think the dream state of the mind is as important as the waking state. And what if there were entities that we could only contact while we were asleep? Because we have to be in the brain state of, I don't know, you know, I'm just.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like those thoughts. Those are cool. It's like hallucinogens, same idea, you know?
I'm just like, we.
I mean, it's cool thoughts, but you say all that stuff, but then you do no work on it. Like, shouldn't you be like lucid dreaming or something? Like, shouldn't you try to like capitalize on these thoughts of yours?
Well,
like, why do they have to be theories? You're a person, you sleep, tap into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and, you just got called out.
No, you're a person, you sleep. I'm definitely on that path, you know, like it's slow going because my life is not.
No.
I'm just saying that, like, we've tried to meet in our dreams before, you know, like, have the intention of let's try to meet our dreams tonight, you know, and like, who are you going to read from? What are you going to read to teach you anything? Because if it's happening, did that person write a book? Probably not, you know?
Wait, what? Who are you going to read to?
Well, who are you going to read from? I mean, like if you're trying to meet people in your dreams and like.
Well, you're swimming before you can fucking swim.
Well, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that theoretically, the things that I'm trying to reach out to, I am almost have to make up, you know. So, like, I had a good stint where I was meditating, enough, and then like now, I don't wake up early enough to go do it. For a year, I was going to work early to meditate, and then I'm like. It all starts with meditation, like whether you're dreaming or sleeping enough or whatever, like whatever. I'm just trying to say that, like, I'm trying to do the things. I'm trying to prep myself and trying to do the things that you're talking about. I'm not just like,
yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite on purpose.
All right. Well, call me when you're not a hypocrite anymore. Stop this, the dream life is as important as the waking life.
I'll have intention and go outside and try to see UFOs, you know, like in the same way that Stephen Greer talks about.
Yeah.
Like your intention is the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, I'll project mentally and then try to go see. And I've got these night vision binoculars that record video, and I've been recording a lot of UFOs.
Really? Finding weird stuff in the sky.
And I thought for a long time it was recording audio. And then after 6 months, I tried to play one of the videos back. There was no audio.
So all your like narration.
Having narration and conversations and intention.
Well, I know you've been telling stories, like you've been telling me about it for a long time. I mean, I think you've talked about it a lot on here too. Like you talking to the, you know, meditating on drawing the UFOs out for many, many years. Did you learn that from Stephen Greer or did you come across that yourself?
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, wow. So you just kind of like, that was like something that you came up with on your own too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, let's wrap it up. This Oscar, or not Oscar, what's his name? Meyer?
Billy Meyer.
Billy Meyer sucks. I'm going to get on Greer next. Like, fuck that guy. Sounds like a fucking huge fraud. I do just want to say, like, Quincy Jones is the producer that I was thinking of. I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to celebrate Michael Jackson's catalog, just be celebrating Quincy Jones, because he's kind of the reason that it was so good. I mean, Michael Jackson was good, but, yeah. Chris, do you have any sort of final thoughts or any plugs or anything that you want to get out there?
No, I'm no plugs, no nothing. Just kind of hanging out. What I'd love to talk to Willie more about some of this stuff. So I'll do that.
Well, we're going to continue. Are you going to stick around? We're going to continue on the bonus. We
yeah.
can just
oh, that's great.
Make that the bonus.
Perfect. All right,
great. So let's do that. So go on to the patreon.com/reallifesci-fi if you want to hear our conversation continue. I guarantee I will be completely checked out because it's all nonsense. Willie, any
I've got questions for you, Wade. It's about an episode of yours I heard I wanted to ask questions about.
So. Oh, word.
Oh, my God. Well, I guarantee you I don't remember it, but I'll do my best to answer the question. Willie, final thoughts, anything? Keep it short.
Yeah. My final thoughts are, I feel like it's easy to get duped when you are searching, when you're looking for stuff, you know? And because when somebody says something that fits into what you're looking for, whatever, kismet, universe, you know, all the things happening at the right time. And when people have experiences that support their beliefs, that's the scariest thing, because it's hard to unbelieve that. And I did believe Billy Meyer early on, yeah, until I saw the fucking photos and videos, man. I was like, wait, this is the shit. This is what I was listening to.
Yeah.
And I think it's great to have not awakenings, but realizations that you've been duped, because it just makes it a little bit harder every time. And when you're in the world of being duped, like, I think the best thing is to dupe yourself, right? Because you might be right. You might be. What if you're right? You got to dupe yourself.
If you can
yourself.
Just enjoy your time with yourself and not hurt other people, I guess that's okay. So right. Sure, you can just hang out on your farm in Switzerland and draw alien pictures and take photos. I guess you're just having a time.
Yeah, man. And all of a sudden you got followers and a cult. Oh, whoops. I don't know, man. He's done too many things that were lying on purpose. And I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I don't like lying on purpose. Have I done that? I mean, obviously I've lied on purpose, but fuck, man, I've never made money off of it. Fuck off.
You haven't made your cult yet, though. You know, we've talked about this. You gotta.
If I make a cult, I'm gonna drink my own Kool-Aid, which might be a bad thing. Might be a bad thing.
Question answered.
Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for listening. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I was trying to think of, God damn it. I was trying to think, what are the things when you're in the desert and you're
oasis?
No.
But what's the fake oasis? What is that?
Mirage?
Mirage, yeah.
Mirage, God damn it. I was just going to say, like, you looking for this knowledge is a lot like finding a mirage, and it's more than not fake, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was doing for the last 5 minutes, trying to think of the word mirage. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. What's the, oh, God damn it. My fucking brain. What's the sign off? Why am I forgetting the sign offs? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening.